Dirk Hayhurst joins us from the Dome. Oh, there you are. You look beautiful tonight.
Oh, thank you.
When does the suit have to be back?
It does feel nice.
Why is Anthony Gose in a Toronto Blue Jay uniform?
Oh, well, that is a good question.
That's why I asked it.
I know what you're thinking. You're wondering, he's not hitting as good this year as he was last year. He certainly hasn't worn anything to bring him up, but that is not the case. Anthony Gose is in the big leagues because the big leagues need his speed and his defensive ability in late innings. It's true that the Blue Jays stuck him in AAA to start the year because they wanted him to improve at the plate. He has not done that in AAA. I grant you that, but what the Blue Jays need now is someone who can come in and play excellent defense and give them a chance to steal bases and score from first and go all the way to home. And Melky Cabrera can't do that on his busted up leg. So right now, what you see is a move by the Blue Jays that says, yes, we understand this prospect needs to develop to be a real key player for us. But in the meantime, we need his services while we wait for one of our stud players to get healthy, and that's what he's doing, and he's filling in.
But Dirk, if you're only going to use him as a late-inning replacement, which means he's only going to be in there occasionally, and so he's, you know, the notion of him scoring from first base on a single or the things that he can do, it's not going to happen very often. And it's, in theory, it could hold back his evolution as a, you know, potential major league player. They said, we want him at AAA for a whole season. We want him to hit at AAA.
Yeah.
He struck out 40 times in his first 150 at-bats. How is the evolution of Anthony Gose going to be furthered by him coming in the eighth inning as a defensive replacement for Melky Cabrera?
Well, hey, I hear you. It's an absolute worthy question to ask, and I've asked it myself, but here's the thing. Anthony Gose, not getting that much better at AAA, but that's because one of the AAA coaches that helped him really see a lot of improvement, Chad Mottola, is not there this year. If you look at his numbers in AAA last year under Chad Mottola, and then you look at his numbers this year, they're not the same. If Chad Mottola is the guy who rebuilt Anthony Gose's swing, well, yes, there is a silver lining to bringing him up, meaning that you can bring him up, he gets to be once over or twice over or how many opportunities he gets in late innings. Maybe he just is only really seen in the batting cage, but Chad Mottola is there to give him the advice and basically the instruction that he needs to get back to whoever Anthony Gose was before he started kind of falling off here as of late. So, you know, it's a worthy question, but there is a silver lining to it. And I think for maybe a week or 2 weeks or how long Anthony Gose is really going to be here, I don't think it's going to screw up his development that much to miss a couple at bats. It might slow it down, but he's a tremendous talent, and I think he's going to gain more from being here than he will lose it.
But the minute Rajay Davis is healthy, he's back, right?
You would think so, yes, absolutely. Again, that's why I say, Stephen, this is a short layover for Anthony Gose. He might as well reap the eyes of the best hitting coaches in the Blue Jays, use that to his advantage, and hopefully take something back he can work with to AAA when he leaves.
Well, if he gets to bat, his strikeout total will parallel that of Aaron Sibbia and Rasmus, so he'll fit right in on that because they're on their way to some kind of absurd record.
And Dirk, I'm just surprised they didn't. You know, Sierra's there. He's hitting better. He's a more evolved hitter. He's a corner outfielder. He's a guy you could use in pinch hitting situations as well, potentially. Why not him?
Well, I think that while Moises Sierra has an incredible arm, I think that his instinct out there, I mean, we're talking about the guy who doesn't know how to use sunglasses. Look, I question Moises Sierra's mental aptitude in the field sometimes.
Okay.
I don't question his physical ability, but I think that Anthony Gose has a better feel for to be defensive. And plus, I think Anthony Gose needs this look at, basically this opportunity to be scrutinized by Chad Mottola once again. So I think that's one of the driving forces.
2.5 minutes here. As a former pitcher, like all pitchers, have had their moments of struggles. Tell me what you would do if you had 10 minutes to sit down with Ricky Romero.
Oh, man. Well, this is one of those hypothetical, and I love hypothetical situations. Look, I think that Ricky has been sucked into the echo chamber effect that happens at the major league level. I think that he's very aware of how people look at him, and I think that's why he broadcasts so openly that he wants to be seen as a competitor, as a bulldog. He'll never back down, because I think that's what he wants people to think about him when it goes out there and it smashes into the media and it comes back to him through Twitter and other venues. I think he wants to believe he is those things, and that's why he'll never give up. But I think that if I was Ricky, I would jettison that attitude right now. I would strip everything all the way down to the bare core of who I am, and I would start over with somebody that I trust in the minor league system, some coach that can really speak to where I'm at, can help me both physically and mentally and get me back to a level of confidence where I can kind of break free of that echo chamber and no longer be at the mercy of what I believe other people believe about me, just knowing that what I believe about me, what I, Ricky Romero, see in me is the only thing that matters, and he needs to get back to that. I'm not sure how, but I believe that's the best course of action.
During the spring, the three of us sat and talked about Ricky Romero at a point just before he was it was announced that he was going to stay in Dunedin. And I believed then and believe now that this is all between Ricky's ears. This isn't about mechanics. Do you agree?
I absolutely agree, and I'll tell you what. The mechanics thing, it was a subterfuge to keep his mind off of the fact that he was eating himself alive mentally. It was something for him to focus on. Coaches in baseball do that a lot. They give you something physical, something tangible to think about so you don't think about what's going on in your brain. It didn't work because they called him up too soon and put him right back in his situation to dwell on the negative. They mishandled him, and now he's right back in a bad place, and it's going to be a much longer time for him to get out of it now because they wasted a really good opportunity stripping him down and not rebuilding him the right way.
Do you think there's a chance that the light could go on? You know, I'm snapping my fingers. You probably can't hear it, but like that. I mean, or is this going to be a process?
It will definitely be a process. If a light does go on, I don't think it's because of something that will happen on the field. I think it's something that's going to happen off the field to help him change his perspective and focus on what really matters and make baseball look smaller and more controllable.